GBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With political violence surging in America, political leaders from all around the world are arriving in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly. Ahead of the gathering, major U.S. allies moved to recognize a Palestinian state, Canada, the U.K., Portugal, Australia.
Israel and the U.S. slamming the move, calling it a reward for Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying there will be no Palestinian state. Israel already retaliating.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Israel. President Trump eulogizing Charlie Kirk before a stadium crowd in Glendale, Arizona.
Our greatest evangelist for American liberty became immortal. He's a martyr now for American freedom.
Kirk's widow, Erica, declaring of the assassin, "I forgive him." This is ABC News. FBI Director Kash Patel confirms to ABC News Tom Homan was being investigated for allegedly taking a bag of money before he became border czar. The Department of Justice reportedly shut down that investigation. ABC's Christian Cordero.
In 2024, an FBI sting operation allegedly caught him taking $50,000 in cash from undercover agents posing as businessmen. The White House says it was a political investigation, but concern is growing that the Trump administration is protecting high-profile officials from legal scrutiny.
Some big money buyers are apparently in line to possibly buy TikTok away from the Chinese. The president telling Fox News some tech and media giants, including Larry Ellison, 94-year-old Rupert Murdoch, and his son Lachlan, will be involved in taking over TikTok's algorithm. Severe storms have put a 50-foot hole in the roof of the Walmart distribution center in Denton County, Texas. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, chance of a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with some patchy fog, a low near 60. Currently, it's 62.
WGBW. Ba 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 ba.
Long as I WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too. 97.9
FM. Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And all
Easy. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is on every Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Pete is wired into the Wisconsin entertainment community and also has guests from, well, nationwide acts, too. Pete Schwabe with Nightlight, weekdays 6 until 9 on your home for local news, timeless hits, and fun entertainment with Pete, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. Bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Going to nighttime. customers. Right now, you found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then advertise.
just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We have Mike Clemens Sports on the air Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mike is embedded with the Packers, brings you everything from practice and every game start to finish with updates throughout the day. Mike Clemens' award-winning sports and coverage of the Packers right here on your home for local news, timeless hits, Packer updates too. It's 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
97.9 FM. You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the mud. If you need me, show me that you love me. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me.
History. Don't know my much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Keep my love going higher and higher. I said.
I met her in a club down in North Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is promising an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration will suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says it believes that independent science shows this is not true. The administration's also expected to tout cancer drug leucovorin as a potential treatment for autism. But autism expert David Mandel of the University of Pennsylvania says,
we need to do large-scale randomized trials before we can say with any certainty that this is a treatment that autistic children should receive.
Tens of thousands of people paid tribute to Charlie Kirk in an Arizona memorial service Sunday. President Trump spoke after Kirk's widow told the crowd she forgives the man who killed her husband because it's what Charlie would have done. The UN General Assembly begins today. The war in Gaza expected to be a main topic all week as several countries have now said they recognize a Palestinian state. This is ABC News.